Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many love Jesus here this beautiful Friday night? Amen. Right there where you're at, just continue to worship the Lord. Amen. As we continue to prepare our hearts here this night, right now I'm just going to introduce our speaker for this evening. Amen. And he's just a man of God that's been here for, I believe, over 10 years. Amen. So he's been saved a good while. He went through our Victory Home there in his early stages, and then he went on to go to the Urban Training Center to the West Coast. Amen. He came back, and he's just been a faithful man of God. He's been a servant. Amen. He's been obedient. Amen. He's an encourager. There's a lot of attributes that he carries with him. And above all else, he just remains under our pastor, which is just a great privilege that he's had an opportunity. And right now, he's just still in leadership. And what he's doing is just continuing right here to build our church in Victory Outreach, Milwaukee. So right there where you're at, why don't you put your hands together for Brother Jason as he makes his way up to share here this beautiful evening. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's get a worship team a great hand of praise. Come on, somebody. How many of us know we got an awesome worship team? Amen. Come on, somebody. They do a great job. Praise the Lord. Amen. Right there where you're at in your house, you may be seated. Amen. Amen. Praise the God. Well, I want to first thank God for my salvation. I also want to thank God for this beautiful ministry called Victory Outreach International. Amen. And also for our local ministry, Victory Outreach Milwaukee, and our senior pastors, Pastor Charlie and Sister Marlene, and also for the leadership and for you as well. Amen. And just want to thank you all that's tuned in to join us here tonight for our Friday night explosion service. Amen. How many of us know that there's been powerful services taking place via Facebook Live? Come on, somebody. There's been powerful stuff taking place. Amen. Just want to encourage you to continue to come out, to continue to share and invite your friends and your family members and your loved ones out. I mean, to tune in and to join us. Amen. For more powerful services that are going to be taking place in the future. Amen. Well, with that said, let's get into the Word of God this evening. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we already know that Pastor Charlie's been, we've been on the theme for a while now called Time to Build, you know. And although there's many things taking place in this world with the virus, amen, different type of natural disasters, amen, that's still in effect, amen. It's still time to build the kingdom of God. Type amen if you agree this evening, amen. And if you could turn with me to the book of Psalms, chapter 112, I'm going to read verses 7 and 8, amen. Just because things are taking place in the world doesn't stop us from continuing to build, amen. We didn't stop us in the world. Amen. We build no matter what was taking place. Amen. And we did that in darkness. So how much more in Christ should we continue to build and continue to be faithful to what God has entrusted us with? Amen. In the book of Psalms, chapter 112, verses 7 and 8, the Bible reads, I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. It says, they do not fear bad news. They confidently trust in the Lord to care for them. Verse 8 reads, they are confident and fearless and can face their foes triumphantly. Amen. Right there where you at with me, let's bow our heads. Let's pray for tonight's service. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you once again for this honor and great privilege, Lord God, to share, my God, with your people this evening, Lord God. And I just pray that you speak through me tonight, Lord God. I pray for everyone that's tuned in, Lord God, to have their hearts and their minds open for your word, Lord God. And I just pray that it will connect with us, Lord God, and it also be a message that we not just hear, but apply to our daily lives as well, my God. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you're taking notes tonight, which I encourage you to do so, I tell this message, a time to build, being confident in our Lord through all circumstances, amen. I want to encourage you to grab your notebook and a Bible, you know, and take notes. It's very important that we not just hear what's being preached, but we take notes so that we could go back and study them so that we could memorize and apply it to our daily lives, amen. I want to reread that opening scripture. It says, Psalms 112, verses 7 through 8. It says, they, which is you and I, the body of Christ, do not fear bad news. In other words, we do not fear this virus that's taking place, amen, or what the news is saying, amen, but we don't fear that. We fear God and God alone. Type amen if you agree. Amen. The Bible continue to read, they confidently trust the Lord to care for them. They are confident. They do not fear bad news. They confidently trust the Lord to care for them. Amen. it went back to verse 7. Amen. But praise the Lord. That word confident in that portion of scripture, it means certain, sure, dauntless, self-assured, trustful, and full of conviction. Amen. I have a question for us this evening. It says here, during these trying times that we are in, how many of us that say, that claims to be a child of God, can truly say they are living by this open scripture on a daily basis? Amen. There's a lot of people in this world that are scared of what's taking place. You know, they don't know what to do, you know, but we as the church, as the body of Christ, shouldn't be that way. Amen. You know, this season I believe that we're in is very unique, you know. To be dealing with this, you know, this virus and the thing where how the city is shut down, pretty much the whole entire world was shut down, you know, and it's unique to me, amen. You know, we as the church, we face with different challenges. You know, we can't gather like we used to, amen. We can't hold trust service like we once did, amen. But God is still on the move, amen. His word is still going forth and things are taking place, amen. People are, they not working like they used to, you know, some of them not working at some limited hours, amen, and different things taking place, natural disasters, it's a fire that's taking place, I think, in Australia somewhere, and, you know, there's just a lot of things that's taking place, amen. The list goes on and on, you know. And the enemy right now, he's bringing a great deal of fear upon this world, and it seems like he's running things that he's in control, amen. But right through that, I want to let you know that's a lie from the pit of hell, because our God is in control. Amen. The enemy may seem like he's doing something. Yeah, okay, there's a lot of people that's sick. Amen. We may be struggling financially. Amen. But God is still in control. Amen. That's why this opening scripture is very dear to my heart. We got to have confidence in God, not just when the good times are there, but also in the bad times. Amen. Because that don't change God. Our God is not a God that changes. The Bible says that. He's not like man that shall lie. Amen. He remains the same, no matter what's taking place. Amen. And we as Christians should remain the same as well. As far as our faithfulness to God, continuing to give and pay our tithes and our offerings, continuing to worship him daily, spending time in his word and prayer. Amen. You know, we can't let the things that we see in this world change us. Amen. Not for the bad, at least, but for the good. Can I get an amen, somebody? The devil is doing a lot of things right now. He's taking a lot of things from us, you know, like I said, with the churches and with people not being able to gather, you know, people are dying and we can't go to funerals, you know, it's kind of sad, amen. But at the same time, be encouraged, you know, not to focus on what the negativity, amen, but focus on what God is doing, amen. The news portrayed this virus to be something that it's really not. Amen. Believe it or not, there are many people that's being healed of this virus. You know, they was diagnosed with it and a lot of them going home, just like Pastor Felipe said with the praise report. Amen. See, that's a place to give Jesus Christ a hand clap of praise, right there where you at. Amen. I may not be here, you may not be here, but I hear you clapping. Amen. We could be encouraged through these tough times. Amen. You know, the enemy is doing a lot. You know, he's taking a lot of things from us. Amen. But one thing he can't take is our relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. He can't take that away from us. The Bible says that there's nothing that can separate us from the love of God. Amen. You know, we as the church got to be those vessels that go out and give those that's in this world that's not saved hope. And let them know, although this bad thing is taking place, but God still loves us. Amen. God still wants to bless us, and he's still in control. Amen. And we can't be like the world crumbling, you know, scared. Amen. We know what's going on is in the Bible, you know. God is not keeping us blind to what's taking place. Amen. It's clear that we're living in the end times. Amen. And for myself, that tells me to stay focused and continue to serve God and be obedient. Amen. We're in a great season, although it is trying times, but I believe it's still a great season that we are in as the church of God. Amen. You know, the jobs that's taking place, our education, sickness, we can't be sure of those things. You know, the job is here and gone tomorrow. Amen. Those things are out of our control. But when it comes to God, we can be sure that he's going to rescue us and meet our needs. Amen. I can contest that. I'm not lacking anything this evening. You know, I'm not going without nothing. Amen. You know, I'm protected by the blood of Jesus Christ. I have a roof over my head. Amen. I'm serving God, and it's a blessing. Amen. Don't allow what we see in this world to affect us and get us discouraged. Amen. The Bible says that tough times will come, but be of good cheer. For we overcame the world through our faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. No matter what taking place, I want to encourage you to stay focused and to continue to be faithful to Christ. Amen. The enemy wants the church to get discouraged and to take our focus off of God and to put our focus on the natural. Amen. And that's not what God wants us to do. Amen. We must continue to stay focused and continue to look out for those that's not saved. Look out for those that's homeless. There are people out there that's suffering a great deal this evening. Amen. Some of them may be slipping over bridges, going without food and shelter. And those are the people that we should be focused on. Amen. Not on the virus. Amen. If you want to stay focused on that virus, take it to God through prayer. Oh, come on, somebody. During these times and hard times in general, it's so easy for us to lose focus and fall into sin and disobedience. Amen. That's why it's very important that we stay in communication with God Almighty first and foremost, and also with our pastors, Pastor Charlie, Pastor Felipe, and the trusted leaders within the church. Amen. The enemy wants us to isolate ourselves and separate ourselves from God, from prayer, from reading God's word and being obedient, because he has a plan. Amen. And his plan is to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. But God's plan is to give life and life more abundantly. Amen. Praise the Lord. During this season, we could grow tremendously as Christians if we choose to. It's a choice that we have to make on a daily basis. Amen. I choose not to be stuck and not focus on what's taking place in this world. I choose to stay, remain, and focus on God, praying, seeking his face daily, and trusting him. Amen. We all have a privilege and an opportunity to do something great in this time. Amen. It just all depends on how we see things. Amen. I want to share a point from Brother Lalo. He's one of our brothers that's from here that went to our Salinas church, amen, to get a hold of God. And now he's out there running a men's home out there, and he's doing a good job for God's honor. He said, we'll be going through seasons, don't just go through it, grow through it, amen. We could choose to be stuck, amen, and believe the reports of the enemy, the news, amen, negative people that's around us, or we could believe in the report of the living God and grow and continue to stay focused on the things of God. Amen. I believe in this season that we're in, I believe God is testing his church. I believe he's testing us to see who's going to be remaining loyal to him and to stay focused, and who's going to continue to trust in him through these trying times. Amen. For you out there that's listening, you may not be saved. I want to let you know there's going to be an opportunity tonight for you to get saved and allow God to come into your life. Amen. For those that's listening, that's saved, stay focused. Stay continuing to pray. Stay continuing to tune in to our service via Facebook Live. Continue to, you know, just, communicate with Pastor Charlie and let him know how you're doing. It's very important that we stay in tune with our pastor and with God, most importantly. Can I get an amen, somebody? Amen. God wants to know who's the real deal Christian. You know, it's easy for us to say that we love God and we're serving God when times are easy, when everything's going good, when the money is there. Amen. When it feels good, but when the times get hard, amen, when the finances are short, when sickness taking place, amen, when all you know what is taking place, those are the times that God could get glory and honor the most through our lives, amen. But too many Christians don't do that. They choose to run away from God when times get hard, as if God changed his ways or something because the time gets hard. No, God was with us before we got saved. I said, that's the truth, amen. And I never forget that Pastor Charlie preached that. He said that point in the message a while back, years ago, man. It blew my mind. And I start to think about that, and I realize that's a fact. Many situations I got in before Christ that God saved me, and I didn't realize it until I got saved. So how much more do God want to continue to be in control in our lives and bring blessings upon our lives during these hard times, amen? The Bible teaches us to not only look out for our interests, but for the interests of others. Others that go without Christ, others that suffering. There's people that's in the hospitals right now that's sick with this virus. Amen. We got to ask ourselves, have we been praying for them? Amen. I know I have. Amen. Because I'm not focused on myself anymore. Amen. But I know what it is to be focused on myself and to miss out on blessings because I was focused on myself, thinking that I had it going on because I had a good job and, you know, coming to church, being faithful, but not fruitful. Amen. And it's very dangerous for those that's listening, that's been saved, that we not just be faithful, but we get to a place that we fruitful in our walk with God. Amen. God is looking for some loyal men, women, and youthful God that's going to humble themselves during these times and be still and continue to choose to walk by faith. Amen. Walk on that right road, which is the narrow road as well. The Bible says that road, few gonna choose that road. Because the narrow road is it's not an easy road to walk on. The narrow road means denying of self. Amen. That road means humility. Eating humble pie. Eating that pie on a daily basis. Amen. And that's a hard thing to do, but it's a great thing for us to do. I often tell myself when I get rebuked or I get challenged by God that it's for my benefit to humble myself and to take correction and to do what God has called me to do. Amen. Because if I don't, I know what lies behind me. That old man, that old lifestyle, and I don't want that. Amen. If you could turn me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 19. That's the scripture. I know it's been a while since you've been in the building, but it's on the wall, still hanging up. Amen. And it says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Look to the person that's next to you and say, a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it?" Amen. How many of us out there know that God is doing new things during this season that we're in? Amen. Believe it or not, he is. Although, yeah, the enemy, he keeps the negative report on the TV, on the news. Amen. But God is doing great things within his ministry. Amen. Not just locally, but internationally. Amen. As you see, we upgrade our lights. Amen. And some of you may say, whoop-de-doo, but that's an upgrade. Amen. That's just the house of God. Anytime we do an upgrade to the house of God, that's a blessing. Amen. And throughout our ministry internationally, a lot of things is taking place. Amen. There are many pastors and leaders in our international movement that's posting online preachings and videos and sermons. You know, they're giving us good stuff in different areas that we could grow in. Leadership, discipleship, amen, and many other areas. It's very important that we stay in tune with what's taking place. Amen. And I'm not trying to throw any stones, but I'm curious to see how many people that's tuned in really know what's going on, not just locally, but internationally. Amen. We have an international movement that's taking place. And if we truly want to grow and stay focused during these times, we got to stay in tune, not just locally, but regionally and internationally. Amen. We got our top guns of our ministry. They've been, like I said, posting videos. I've been hearing messages from Pastor Jerome out there in VO, Atlanta. Amen. Different men out of there. From Phoenix, Pastor Israel. Amen. And many good stuff that's taking place. They're preaching fire. Amen. And they're showing us that this opportunity for us to be used of God in a mighty and powerful way. Amen. I want to give a shout out to Sister Julie. Amen. I've been seeing her posting her videos on Facebook. Amen. And encouraged me to see that she's staying focused and she's allowing God to use her. Amen. That's what God wants us to do. Amen. During these times. Amen. But too many of us is not doing that. You know, we're staying stuck. Amen. We're staying stuck on what's taking place in the world and focusing on ourselves. And that's not what God has saved us to do. Amen. We've been saved for something that's far more greater than a job. That's far more greater than a big house and a big car. We could get that stuff with our eyes closed. God saved us with a purpose and a plan. Amen. That plan, and the Bible says that not to harm us, but to prosper us and give us a bright future. Amen. But we got to remember, when he said prosper us, that means in his time, not in our time. It's too many of us that's operating in our time. And God's hand can't move in our lives when we do that. Amen. And I can attest to that. I was doing that. Not willingly, not knowingly, but I was. Not knowing that, I was operating my time. Because I wanted the good paying job, a nice car. And then, you know, all those things. And God said, that's nothing wrong with that, my son. But let me give it to you in my time. And it's going to be blessed of God. And when we get these things that we have, the cars and the houses outside of God, he's not blessing it. Pastor Charlie says it a lot. He don't bless mess. And it's the truth. I want God to bless my life. I want God to bless the things that I have. Amen. The gospel of Jesus Christ is being preached faster and to a greater audience. You know, believe it or not, God is moving in a mighty and powerful way. Amen. Just want to make mention again, next week we're going to have our world conference. I want to encourage you to make that time to tune in. There's going to be some powerful preaching taking place. You are able to see what's taking place, not just locally, but globally. Amen. It's going to be a powerful time. So I just want to encourage you to tune in today. Amen. Believe it or not, I believe that the Lord is gaining back control and influence over the internet. You know, Facebook has a lot of garbage on Facebook. It does. You know, a lot of negative things, but I believe God is slowly but surely taking back the influence from the enemy. Amen. For his honor and glory. Amen. Like I was saying, different ministries all over the world is using Facebook Live right now to share messages and different preachers and things like that. YouTube as well. You know, like the light groups, we on Zoom right now. Amen. The kingdom of God is still going forth. Amen. What the enemy tried to use for bad, God is turning around and using it for the good, to glorify his name and to help those that's out there lost or bound. Amen. That word perceive in that scripture in Isaiah 43 verse 19, it means to note, conceive, see, comprehend, understand, discern, recognize, notice, and observe. Amen. We as the church must be discerning the times that we are living in. Amen. What's taking place in this world is biblical. You know, we're living in the end time world. And Jesus is coming back. We don't know when he's coming back, but I believe he's coming back soon. Amen. And I believe these times that we're living in, God wants to prepare his church, strengthen his church to be ready for that coming. Amen. A lot of us, I believe, still not ready. Amen. But I thank God that he still has grace. Amen. That we still have opportunity to get ready for that return that's going to happen soon. Amen. We have to discern the times that we're living in. Not only that, we also got to discern what we're feeding ourselves daily. Amen. We can't be calling ourselves Christians, but feeding ourselves things of this world that's feeding our flesh. God can't get honor and glory through that. Amen. And who we hang with as well, we got to discern that as well. Amen. I'm hanging around the right people today. You know, people that's on fire for God. Pastor Felipe, all he talks about, Christ Jesus, Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Jesus all the time. That's what we need as Christians, to hear that. Amen. The right people that speaking life into us, not people that speaking negativity, that's coming against the kingdom of God, that's coming against our leaders. Amen. We can't hang around people like that. Amen. And we love our people. Don't get me wrong. We love you. You know, but me, myself, I got to get to my promised land. In order for that to happen, I got to hang around people that's promised land minded. Amen. I read what it says, for it will show who our confidence is in. It's true. Who we hang around with is a reflection of who we are. Amen. And I can truly say I'm blessed in this season that I'm in. Amen. Being around Pastor Charlie and Pastor Felipe, man, it's a blessing. You know, they on fire for God, you know, and I can truly see that they are men after God's own heart. Amen. And that's what's needed for us to grow and to stay focused. Amen. If we don't keep that in our lives, the opposite is going to take place. Our flesh is going to get fed, which glorifies the enemy. Amen. And that could bring us back into the things of this world and who we used to be. And that's not what God wants us to do. Amen. So we got to be very careful and discerning what's taking place in this world. Amen. If you could turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 5. Verse 13 through 14. These times that we're living in is very serious, my friend. You know, I want to encourage you to really, like I said, discern what we're doing, you know, in our spare time. A lot of us not even working right now. We got a lot of time to spend with God, praying in our homes, reading the word of God, getting a hold of God and what he has for our lives. Amen. Just because we at home stuck don't mean anything. Amen. That's a chance to glorify God like never before. Amen. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 13 and 14, it reads here. It says, for someone who lives on milk is still an infant and doesn't know how to do what's right. Solid food is for those who are mature, who through training have the skill to recognize the difference between right and wrong. Amen. I have a point here. It says, if we are truly discerning the times that we're living in, we are able to make right decisions and stay away from making the wrong moves. Amen. And also stay away from hanging around with the wrong people. Amen. We know the word of God. We know what the Bible says. Amen. If we want to serve God, if we want to truly please God, we got to do what the Bible says. Too many Christians claiming that they love God, but the Bible says, how you gonna love me but not obey my commands? You know, that's why I don't throw that word around. I love you, Pastor. I'm just now really starting to say that because I know my life shows that I love God. And when my life shows that I love God, that shows that I love my leader as well. Amen. It's not something to play with. These times that we're living in is to be taken very seriously. Amen. Because the Bible says these are just the beginning of what's taking place. This virus that's taking place, man, it's just the beginning. there's worse things to come. Times are going to get worse, my friend. Amen. But for those that say, be a good cheer, like Jesus said, for you overcame these times. Amen. If you agree, give them a hand clap of praise. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank you once again for tuning in and just continue to be encouraged. Amen. The second coming of Jesus Christ is right around the corner. I believe God is preparing his church for his return. Amen. You know, I think it was Pastor Charlie that said that a while back in the preaching. When Jesus Christ comes, what are we going to be doing? That's something that we should think about, you know, and I think about that. You know, what I'm going to be doing? You know, well, I don't want to get caught slipping, as they say, doing the wrong thing, not praying or not working with someone or not being right with God. You know, that's going to be a messed up time for some, amen, but that's why I'm encouraging you to stay focused and to continue to remain loyal to God, amen. The return of Jesus Christ is one of the main reasons, it is the main reason why we should remain in position and remain loyal to our God. Amen. He wants to take us to heaven, you know, but before we get there, he wants us to disciple people. He wants us to stay focused on what he calls to do. Amen. And to build his kingdom. Amen. We must keep our confidence in God and his word. His word don't come back void unto him. The Bible says God's faithful. He's never changing. He's always faithful. If we pray his word, it's going to answer it in this time. But it's us as the Christians that we got to do our part. You know, we got to remain. Even if it hurts at times, it hurts serving God, you know. It's not easy serving God, you know. If it don't hurt, well, praise the Lord. Amen. But if it do hurt, that's a good thing. Amen. Somebody just really said it. I think it was Pastor from Kansas City. He was saying that, I think it was him that said, if it's not changing, if it don't hurt, then it's not really changed. I think it was Pastor Jerome that said that it's true. During these times, we should be changing for the better. Amen. We should be changing to glorify God. Amen. To back up our pastors. Amen. That hasn't changed. You know, our pastors have a vision. And it's to reach the city of Milwaukee for God's honor and glory. That hasn't changed. And that will not change, my friend. Amen. We got to still continue to be those vessels that God could pull and use to help Pastor Charlie and Sister Marlene fulfill that vision. Amen. When we hear these words, enter my good and faithful servant, it will all be worth it. You know, what we're going through in this world is temporary. Amen. We may be facing personal trials besides the global issue with this virus. Amen. And it's all for a reason. You know, it's temporary. Like I was saying, serving God is hard. You know, it's not an easy task. But I often tell myself it's the best thing I could do in my life. Amen. I think it was Pastor from Kansas City, he said the same thing. It was him that said that he wasn't doing nothing with his life. He might as well give it to God. I feel the same way. I wasn't doing nothing with my life, you know, just wasting it. Amen. But now that I'm saved, I'm grateful that I'm doing something in my life. And we got to continue to do something with our lives during trials and tribulations. Amen. Now I want to talk about three things I believe God wants to do in our lives during these time trials. Not just now, but in the future as well. Amen. The first thing I believe God wants to do is he wants to reveal things that's in our lives that needs to be removed so that he could grow us and take us to a next level as Christians. Amen. There's things in our life, pride and lust, stubbornness, those things that can hinder God from growing us. Amen. If you could turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 37, we'll read verse 1. This is the story of Joseph. You know, it's funny, Joseph, he's been talked about lately in the last couple of weeks. You know, different pastors and ministers have been preaching about Joseph. Amen. And in this story, it's a very familiar story. You know, he was full of pride in the beginning. You know, this is when he got the two dreams from God. Amen. Let's go to the Bible and let's read. Amen. Genesis chapter 37, verses 1. It reads, so Jacob settled again in the land of Canaan, where his father had lived as a foreigner. This is the account of Jacob and his family. When Joseph was 17 years old, he often tended his father's flocks. He worked for his half-brothers, the sons of his father's wives. Bilhah and Zilpah. I'm sorry I pronounced that wrong. But Joseph reported to his father some of the bad things his brothers were doing. Jacob loved Joseph more than any of his other children, because Joseph had been born to him at his old age. So one day, Jacob had a special gift made for Joseph, a beautiful robe. Verse 4 reads, but his brothers hated Joseph because their father loved him more than the rest of them. They couldn't say a kind word to him. Oh, they're about to get ready to hate him more. Amen. Watch. One night, Joseph had a dream. And when he told his brothers about it, they hated him more than ever. Listen to this dream, he said. I believe, and the Bible says he was prideful. I believe that's how he said it. Check this out. Look, we was in the fields tying up bundles of grain. And suddenly, my bundle stood up, and your bundles all gathered around and bowed low before mine. His brothers responded, so you think you will be our king, do you? Do you actually think you will reign over us? And they hated him all the more because of his dreams and the way he talked about them. Amen. And some of you may wonder that how that pride, the response, the way his brothers responded to the way that he was interpreting his dreams. Amen. The Bible continued reading, soon Joseph had another dream. And again, he told his brothers about it. Listen, I have had another dream. He said, the sun, moon, and 11 stars bowed low before me. This time he told the dream to his father as well as to his brothers. But his father scolded him. What kind of dream is that? He asked. Will your mother and I and your brothers actually come and bow to the ground before you? Amen. Verse 11 reads, but while his brothers were jealous of Joseph, his father wondered what the dreams meant. Amen. And then we all know the story. Eventually it happened many years later, I believe 13 years later to be exact. Amen. But there was a pride issue that he had at that point in time, you know, and God couldn't use him at that point fully. He had to get that pride out of him. Amen. And I have a point here. It says, before Joseph was able to see his dreams fulfilled, he had to be put to the test to remove those issues he had standing in God's way. And God has to do the same for us as well. Amen. All of us here tonight that's listening, amen, that's tuned in, we all have issues in our life. It may not be a pride issue. Some may be a lust issue. Gluttony, amen, stubbornness, amen, whatever the case may be. God can't use us fully until he removed those errors from our lives, amen. And these times that we are in, that's one of the ways God could do it, amen. Through these times, through times of suffering. It's funny how God worked through the hard times. You know, but if we let him, he's able to. Amen. I believe the second thing I believe God wants to do in our lives during these hard times is that he wants to show us the hearts of the people that we choose to surround ourselves around. Amen. We as Christians, you know, we are a family of God. Amen. But unfortunately, not everyone that says they're a Christian is a Christian, you know. It's sad, but it's true. You know, and that's why we got to be very careful when we hang around. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33, it reads, don't be fooled by those who say such things, for bad company corrupts good character. I have a question there. It says, are our friends feeding our spirit or our flesh? It's very important that we have an answer to that question. And it's not a hard answer, because it's not a hard question. We know what our friends are feeding us by the way that we live in our lives and what comes out of our lives. Amen. My point here says our friends should feed our spirit and lead us closer to God and to our senior pastors and not the opposite. Amen. If you're hanging around someone that's not leading you to God, that's not encouraging you, that's not locking arms in prayer and praying for you and praying with you, amen, chances are that's not the person you should be around with. Amen. And I'm not here to tell you who you should hang with. No, that's not my job. That's a choice, a personal choice. But I will encourage you, if you choose to grow, if you want to be that true man of God, that true woman of God, that true youth of God that has ump in their walk, them people that you hang with, they got to be either spiritual, saved, or, you know, or else they won't be helping you to fulfill that calling that God has upon your lives. Amen. The third thing I believe God wants to do in our lives during these hard times is he also wants to prepare us for the second coming of his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. This is the greatest event in the history of man, his second coming. And it's happening soon. Amen. Many years ago, our beloved, one of our elders, Pastor Ed Morales, he went home to be with the Lord many years ago. And in preaching, he was talking about a vision that he had, and he was saying how people were chained to the earth. He was talking about the rapture, and people that weren't raptured, they were chained to the earth. And for some reason, that stuck to me, and I keep that in mind. I don't want to be stuck to the earth. You know, if that's the case, you know what that means? That means that we didn't make it, and God didn't honor our lives. Amen. Not trying to scare no one this evening, but we have to be alert. These times is serious times, my friend. I can't stress that more. You know, God is looking for, like I said, loyal people that's going to lock arms with God, with our pastors, with our leaders to build the kingdom of God. If you could turn to the book of Mark, chapter 13, verses 5 through 9, the Bible reads, and this is Jesus Christ speaking. He says, Jesus replied, "Don't let anyone mislead you, for many will come in my name," or his name, excuse me, "claiming I am the Messiah. They will deceive many." Verse 7 reads, "And you will hear of wars and threats of wars, but don't panic. Yes, these things must take place, but the end won't follow immediately." Verse 8 reads, "Nation will go to war against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in many parts of the world," which is taking place now, "as well as famines," which is also taking place right now. "But this is only the first of the birth pains, with more to come." Amen. When these things happen, begin to happen, watch out. Look to the person next to you at home and say, "Watch out." You will be handed over to the local councils and beaten in the synagogues. You will stand trial before the governors and kings. Amen. I meant to give her, "Because you are my followers, but this will be your opportunity to tell them about me." Amen. That's the point I wanted to pull. Through all this that's taking place, God has given us an opportunity to tell people more about Jesus Christ. Amen. What he could do with a person's life. Amen. I have a point here that says, we should allow these tough times to glorify God and to tell people about Jesus Christ. Amen. For those that's listening out there tonight, you may not know me. If you don't know me, like Pastor Felipe said, my name is Brother Jason. I've been in this ministry now over 10 years, saved by God's amazing grace. I've been saved and delivered and set free. Drug addiction, alcohol addiction, suicidal thoughts, sexual sin, all kind of garbage. Amen. And I'm going to let you know that God changed my life. I'm no longer that man that I used to be. Amen. I got a calling. I got a purpose in my life this evening. Amen. And just want to let you know that I'm taking these times that we are in to witness to people at the job site where I work at. We may not be able to hit these streets, amen, but it's still an opportunity to witness to people, amen. Just simply invite them out to church, let them know they'll be holding church services on Facebook, amen. And that's a start to pray for people, amen. There's always an opportunity to glorify God. It's all up to us how we see things, amen. And I want to encourage you to see things through the eyes of God, amen. If you could turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 12, we're going to read verses 1 through 3. Amen. The Bible reads, Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1. It says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. Let us run with endurance the race God has set before us." We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding the shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. Amen. Think of all the hostility he endured from sinful people. Then you won't become weary and give up. Amen. Think about that. Everything that our Lord and Savior went through for us to be here tonight, for us to be alive, to have his spirit dwelling within our lives. Amen. Don't go weary, my friend, during these times. I believe some of us is going weary. We may not understand what's taking place. Don't go weary. God is on our side. Amen. The Bible says that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And it's true. He hasn't left me. Amen. I'm no better than you. Amen. I just stand on his word. Amen. I'm not a theologian. I don't know this word from Genesis to Revelation. But what little I do know, I stand on it. Amen. I know, like I said, he changed my life. Amen. If he could change my life, I know he could do greater things. Amen. This is the only way we can stay confident in God is by taking our eyes off of self. On me, 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 what I want, how I feel, boo, amen. And placing our eyes on Jesus Christ and keeping them on him, amen. You know, my heart is a little troubled this evening, you know. God is all-knowing. I'm not an all-knowing person, but I do know that there's some people that's not here tonight, that's not serving God tonight, amen. And I don't have to know that by hearing it. I know that because I'm a human, amen. We're living in an end times world. The Bible calls us to walk on that narrow road, you know, and there's some people tonight, I believe, that's taking their eyes off of Jesus Christ and placed it back on the world, the job site, the opposite sex, the fancy cars, clothes, the things of this world that God teaches us that perishing. Things in this world are perishing. People are taking their eyes off God, the creator of all things, and putting their focus on those things, and it hurts me. Amen. It really does. Amen. God is greater than a car. He's greater than a house. He's greater than a job. Amen. He's greater than all those things, my friend. Amen. God wants us to have nice things, but he don't want us to idle those things, to keep our focus on those things. And too many Christians are doing that, especially in these times that we're in. Shame on us. We should be doing that. Amen. And I'm not trying, like I said, I'm not trying to throw stones. Amen. But I got to give God's word. His word is truth. Amen. And that's why we got to learn how to discern our actions and examining our hearts and our motives on a daily basis. Amen. To see that if it's lined up with the word of God or if it's not. And if it's not, we got to make corrections. Amen. I have another point here. It says, by taking our eyes off ourselves and off the negative things people say or do, it won't affect us in any way if we keep our eyes on God. Amen. If we truly focus on God, what the world is saying about the virus won't affect us. Amen. If we keep our eyes on God, the negative things someone may be saying about you, it won't affect you. Amen. They talked about Jesus Christ in the Bible. They talked about him. This is the Son of God. Amen. How much more are he going to talk about us as children of God? Amen. We can't let that take our focus off God. Amen. You know, every day someone's saying something bad about me. Amen. Times I say hi to people at work, they don't speak back. Praise God. Amen. God's still in control. I still got to love him. Amen. That don't mean God fell off the throne because negative things taking place. No. It just means that God wants to do something within our lives through these times. Amen. I never forget that. Pastor Jamie, that used to be our associate pastor here in our Vetti course, he taught us that we must ask God when times get hard. Instead of asking why we're going through it, ask him, what do he want us to learn from this stuff? Is there something that he's seeing me that he wants to pull from my life? Amen. That's the type of mindset that we should have. Instead of why this taking place, why God? I mean, people that's unsaved ask those questions, they entitled to that. Amen. But for us as the body of Christ, the church, that know God's word, that have God's word, that have God's word at our hand and still ask those questions, you know, that says a lot about our maturity in God. Amen. As I get ready to bring this message to a close, the opening scripture, Psalms 112, Verses 7-8. It says, they do not fear bad news. We shouldn't fear bad news. God created the bad news. He created all things. Amen. The Bible continues to read, they confidently trust the Lord to care for them. Amen. I know for a fact that God cares for me. Like I was saying, he cared for me before I even cared for myself. The Bible says that before, when we was powerless, Jesus Christ died for us. That means he cares for us way more than we even care for ourselves. Amen. They are confident and fearless and can face their foes triumphantly. Amen. We can face our foes. We can face the virus, negative things that are taking place with power and might because we know that God cares for us. He's not going to leave us stuck like the homeboy did when we weren't saved. Amen. When we was out there in the world, when we was in our mess, the homeboy, the homegirl, they left us stuck. But God not like that. Amen. He won't leave us stuck. Amen. He got our back. He really does. Amen. Turn to the book of Matthew 26. Verses 31-35. The Bible reads, on the way, Jesus told them, tonight, all of you will desert me, for the scriptures say, God will strike the shepherd and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I have been raised from the dead, I will go ahead of you to Galilee and meet you there. Peter declared, even if everyone else deserts you, I will never desert you. Jesus replied, I tell you the truth, Peter. This very night before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times that you ever know me, even know me. But verse 35, Peter said, he replied, no, Peter insisted. Even if I have to die with you, I will never deny you. And all the other disciples vowed the same. The worship team can make their way. I believe during these times, a lot of us as the church, it's like Peter. You know, instead of keeping our faith in God, our focus in God, we telling Jesus one thing, we got his back. Then we're going to ride till the wheels fall off. We're saying all this stuff and it sounds good. I believe Peter had the right motive. You know, I believe he wanted to die with Jesus Christ and serve him for his life, which he eventually did. But at that point, he wasn't ready for all that. Amen. Now I'm going to read that same chapter, verses 69 through 75. Because I want to pull something from this portion of scripture. It says, meanwhile, Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard. A servant girl came over and said to him, you were one of those with Jesus the Galatian. But Peter denied it in front of everyone. He said, I don't know what you're talking about, he said. Later, out by the gate, another servant girl noticed him and said to those standing around, this man was with Jesus of Nazareth. Again, Peter denied it, this time with an oath. I don't even know this man, he said. A little later, some of the other bystanders came over to Peter and said, you must be one of them. We can tell by your Galatian accent. Peter swore, a curse on me if I'm lying. I don't know the man. And immediately the rooster crowed. Suddenly, Jesus' words flashed through Peter's mind. Before the rooster crows, you will deny three times that you even know me. And he went away weeping bitterly. Amen. I have here, God brings tests our way to see how we will respond to him. That was the test that God gave Peter. Amen. And at that time, he denied him. He responded correctly. Amen. I believe some of us right now in this season that we're in, we are denying Jesus Christ. We're doing just like Peter did. We're denying him by being disobedient, by not doing what God has called us to do, which is to win souls, which is to disciple people, which is to serve him with all our hearts. Amen. We can't do that. We've been called to serve God and to win souls and to build his kingdom here on earth. Amen. God saved us with purpose. He saved us from so much stuff to do a great work within our lives and through our lives. Amen. But too many of us as Christians ain't doing that. You know, we're sitting on these gifts that God has given us. Instead of using them to glorify his name, we'd rather build a bank account, you know, gain worldly things and worldly possession that they don't have no meaning behind it. Amen. Those things that didn't save us, those things didn't get us off of drugs, off of alcohol addictions, living a life with no purpose. It was Jesus Christ and him alone, my friend. Amen. But check this out. In the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 41, Peter redeemed himself. And the Bible tells us here, this is the end of that chapter. It says, excuse me. It says, those who believe what Peter said were baptized and added to the church that day, about 3,000 in all. Amen. See, my friend, Peter had messed up in the past. He denied Jesus Christ, but he got back on his feet. He bounced back. And look what Peter did. We all know that Peter became a true man of God, and he won many souls to God's kingdom. Amen. And I believe that some of us that's here tonight, that's out there listening on Facebook Live, and I may not know you personally. I believe some of us tonight have messed up, made wrong decisions, amen, saying the wrong things, going in the wrong direction. Some of you may still be saved, but you're not on that right road, that right path that God has called us to be on, amen. it's not the end of the world, amen. Just like Peter, we could bounce back tonight, amen. At the altar call tonight, I want to make an altar call. You know, these times that we're living in is very serious. You know, if you're out there listening tonight, if you find yourself like Peter, denying him through wrong decision making, not being that vessel that he could fully use, I want to challenge you to make right where you at, your living room, amen, the altar. Make that your altar right there. Right there where you at. I want to have you stand to your feet this evening, amen. And I believe the Holy Spirit has spoken. God has spoken tonight, you know. These times that we're living in is leading towards the return of Jesus Christ, our Savior. That's good news for me because I know where I stand this evening. I stand in right standing with God through His grace and mercy. But for some of you that's listening tonight, it may not sound good because you may not be in right standing. But I want to give you opportunity to repent and eat some humble pie, like I was saying before. Yum, 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 yum. Humble pie is good. Amen, it's good. I'm eating it every day. Pastor Charlie, he's definitely eating it. Pastor Felipe, he's eating humble pie every day. But one thing I can see from them eating that humble pie, they bearing fruit in their lives. Amen. And I believe that humble pie is like that scroll that John ate in the book of Revelation. It went in bitter. It would taste good, it said, but then it went down bitter. You know, it may feel bitter, but humble pie is good for us. Amen. So I want to encourage you tonight, my friend, to truly repent and get a hold of what God is doing within this season. Amen. God is still on the move. He's looking for some good people, some good men, some good women, some good youth of God that he could use in this end times world to preach his gospel and to win souls for his honor and glory. Amen. So right there where you at, my friend, I want to challenge you to open up your heart to God and take this time to repent. If you had to repent of your sins, ask the worship team play the song that the Spirit of God is leading them to play. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. I just come before you, Lord Father God. I thank you, Heavenly Father. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord God. You are healer, my God.